the Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour promise program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Well, greetings and welcome, saints. Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the foothills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is August 25th, 2022.
Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. And if you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, then text him on his cell. Let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can always find the mission updates, all the radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That is prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on some independent FM station with four different MP3 streams, Twitch, Rumble, PhoneBridge, and picked up by every podcaster out there, at least all the ones that I've seen. So, let's thank our listeners.
And worldwide places like Amsterdam, Netherlands, Beijing, China, Adamian, Saudi Arabia, and then in the USA we have Wichita, Kansas, Kansas City, Kansas, Orlando, Florida, and Atchison, Kansas is in the largest group of listeners that will listen to the radio program when it posts to the podcast later tonight at branch.podomatic.com. That's branch.podomatic.com.
Okay, by the way, folks, send me a text to my phone if you want. Text. Let me know what city you're hailing from. Okay. You can follow and share at Twitter. That's at Pastor Dan Kaplan at Branch 77. Now, prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray. I pray radio night goes according to your will, not our will, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Please bless this program tonight. Amen and amen.
Watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls as they don't know me. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. Broad-ended enticing them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul, they many people, days are numbered. So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. You've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard tribes, the field is wide, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. Soon to lose their
Okay, we're back. That was a song by Brother Ben, and I'm kind of curious how my sound's coming out there. When it plays all the way through, I don't have to hit it. Okay, anyway, back to that. Anyway, I got the mic a little bit closer, I think, and also my voice is back. I about lost my voice in the first part of the program. All of a sudden, I had a cough, and I just went bad. Anyway, forget about all that. On with the program. This is funny. You people talk about electric cars and it wanting to be cheaper and all that. Read this over here, Mother.
Yeah. Radio news from 825-22. GMC Hummer EV shows the electric cars can have $100 fill-ups to Joey Caparella. It could cost more than $100 to fill the GMC Hummer EV's big battery pack at a fast charging station. We performed our charging test at the Electrify American station, which cost 43 cents per kilowatt hour. The Hummer maxed out at an impressive 287 kilowatts charging rate, second only to the Lucid Air in this year's field of EV of the year contenders. Welcome to the Car and Drivers Testing Hub, where we zoom in on the test numbers. We've been pushing vehicles to their limits since 1956 to provide objective data to bolster our subjective impressions. You can see how we are test here, and there's a link to go to that.
Okay.
It costs a lot of money to fill up a big pickup truck's gas tank, especially these days. But what if we told you that even an electric pickup could crest the $100 mark when it comes time to replenish the battery? That's what we found when we plugged in the 2022 GMC Hummer EV in the fast charge session. For our charging test, we plugged the Hummer in at an Electrify America station to go from 10% charge to 90% charge at a current rate of 43 cents per kilowatt hour. Adding 80% charge costs us $81, including sales tax. Extrapolating from that, to go from 0 to 100% charge at the DC fast charging station would cost over $100.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, point is it costs a lot. They're not cheaper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's $100. I can fill up my big old pickup truck for less than $100. You know, still, yeah, why it cost me like $80 or something if it's dead on it. Of course, I've never had it dead on empty. I usually fill it when it hits a half tank on in the gas station. Anyway.
They're going to have trucks bring you electricity when you run out of electricity, like they have trucks bring you gas when you run out of gas?
No, so apparently you've seen those memes on Facebook that show that, actually. But here's California. We wonderful people there in California. We do have some good supporters out there. So hello all my friends and fans in California. But this is what California is coming to.
Yeah, California is to approve the ban on gas-powered car production by 2035 forcing electric vehicles to become the new norm. Amber Crawford, August 25th. On Thursday, California state regulators are expected to approve the long-anticipated ban on the population of new gasoline-powered vehicles, which is part of a statewide plan to stop the sale of all new gas-powered cars by 2035. Should this goal be met, California will be the first in the world to mandate zero emissions vehicles. In 2021, only 12% of the new cars sold in the state were zero emissions, according to the California Air Resources Board CARB. This new plan would require that by 2026, 35% of the new vehicles must produce zero emissions, then 68% by 2030, and finally 100% by 2035.
Okay, so that means you folks in California, after 2035, you can't buy any gas vehicles anymore. Isn't that wonderful? Of course, they're trying to set the example. California is supposed to set the example for the rest of the world. And I, you know, really hate to say it, but I was born there. Thank goodness my mother brought and dad brought me to Kansas when I was 3 years old. Okay. We got some heavy-duty stuff for you today. Make sure I want to point out something to you folks. Go over to our new, and I say new because I've been working on the website, learning a lot. But let me tell you, we got some new stuff over there. You need to go over at prophecyhour.com, and check out our website. I've got some bigger improvements coming. But there's a search box up here I have right at the top where you can type in anything, any of these subjects you want to know about, and hit search, and it will find the articles that I post. Because, you know, sometimes I post, you know, 20, 30 articles a day, so, you know, don't all stay on the front page.
Well, I see that first headline up there, and it says 5G health risk, much exposure can humans withstand, children's health defense. Yeah, I told you it was a 5G.
Well, it is.
Frying people's brains.
Okay, well, now we're going to, for the record, folks, we're going to get into 5G in the next radio program today. We're not getting into this because
okay.
Then it'll take everything that I have laid out for this program, but we're going to do a whole program for my wife's sake. No, actually, for all our sakes, on the next program. And while it is really super harmful and stuff, it's still not the thing that made everybody stupid. The thing that made everybody stupid was the education system and the communists, and that is a hardcore fact, and we've talked about it on this radio program. I've had radio guests on. As you know, some of my longtime fans have been listening to me forever. They've wrote books on the subject. In fact, anyway, we won't get deep into that, but we got some really good stuff coming for you in the second program. But go over and check out the website. Let me know how you like it and share it with others. And it's really getting out there. Anyway, and our radio programs have already started going back up. So let's get into today's thing. I'll read this. Revelation chapter 13 says, now we're going to get deeper into this as we go. This is the chapter in Revelation that everybody says, you know, this is about the Antichrist. So Revelation chapter 13, it says, King James Version, we don't say it, but, you know, that's what it is. Anyway, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon the heads of the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power, and his seat in great authority. Now the dragon, of course, is, I bet you can even guess that. Who's the dragon?
The devil.
Well, of course. Well, I'm just telling you to tell the people.
Right.
You know. Anyway, yeah, so the dragon is referred to throughout as the devil, the dragon, and several other things all throughout the Word of God. But so the dragon gave this power. So they're talking about the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist. And I saw one of the heads as if it were wounded to death, and a deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Pay attention to the word all, because we're going to talk about the word all just as soon as we get done with this. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given him unto a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahweh, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given to him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If a man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith in the saints. And the patience and faith of the saints is defined in Revelation chapter 14, that here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yeshua. Anyway, here's the patience and faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven and the earth in the sight of men. Now you see, we have two entities there. One entity is the Antichrist. The other entity is called the false prophet. And the false prophet builds up the Antichrist. So these guys are a team, you know. Okay.
Still, is that Obama and Biden?
Yuck, yuck. While they are Antichrist, they're not the... And, you know, if you say that on the air, you know, people will actually say, oh, yeah, I heard that they were the Antichrist.
Oh, well, that was a joke.
Well, I know, but that's how... Silly people are. Believe me, I fell into those traps.
Yeah, I know. They hear something or they read a headline and then they go wild with it without even reading what's behind the headline.
Yeah, it was about like yesterday that I was trying to talk to some people were saying, comparing the rapture and, you know, the when Yeshua returns at the end or whatever. And they were scripture picking. They said, this scripture says that only his people will see. And if you read all through 1 Thessalonians, it doesn't say only his people will see.
No, everybody is coming in the cloud.
But anyway, we better stick to this, because I want to get to the meat. Anyway, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he have power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So they're talking about making an image of the Antichrist to worship it. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. And the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the beast should be killed. So if you didn't worship the beast, you should be killed. But that's just not going to happen, because we're having a problem with the word all here, because not everybody is going to worship the beast. Some are going to be martyred and so on and so forth. So I'll explain that in a minute. And he causes all, both great, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their hand or their foreheads. But not everybody does, because it already said that if your name's written in the book of life, you're not going to do that. So all doesn't mean all. And that's predominant all the way through the Bible.
No, it just means all that are not saved.
Well, yeah, you're right. Let me get to the end, and I'll let you read it. I'll explain it. And no man may by himself save that he had the mark of the name and of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let he that understanding count the number of the beast, for the number of man and his number is 666. We're also going to talk about that. Sometimes all does not mean all. Sometimes all does not mean all. Sometimes it means all that we know about. Not all that are possible, or sometimes it is merely a vague reference to many. It absolutely is true that the word all in the Bible doesn't always mean all, as in the entire world, as like when they say all, as in the entire world, and 100% of the population, even if it says all men. But it's equally true that we don't get to choose whether or not the word really means all at all. Sometimes all actually means all, and the entire world, which is the context that decides which one is not our own personal reference. In other words, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Read this.
Okay, the question is, does all always mean all in the Bible, or is it qualified by the context? Does all always mean every single person without exception, or is it what covers defined by the Bible's context and references? The truth is that the word all is usually qualified in the scriptures. For example, Mark 1:5, and there went out to him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized in the river of Jordan. certainly not every single man and woman and child in the land of Judea went to get baptized that day, correct? The all there is qualified.
So it shows it. So there's absolute proof. Not everybody in the land of Jordan got baptized that day, but all just meant many or a lot. And see that a lot of things are lost in translation, but we'll give you another one.
Okay, in John 8:2, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Okay, again, the all is qualified. Even though it says all, it doesn't mean that every single person on earth came to listen to Jesus.
Right, there's
it's
another.
All in that area.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily mean all in that area.
It just means all the people that came
to listen to him. So all just sometimes, like it said a minute ago, just means many.
And all the people that came is what it should say. Instead of all
well,
the people came,
right,
and all the people that came unto him.
Well, right, but here's the point. It's called lost in translation.
Right.
You know, we're talking about, you know, Hebrew and Greek and things being translated to English, and so you're not getting the absolute. You have to go by context. And that's what we were talking about a minute ago when I was talking about the rapture. You have to take things in context to
right.
everything and have some kind of understanding. Tell them where they can find us. We'll go to break, come back.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, mission updates, and everything is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for $20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for $30, 2 sets $45, 4 sets $70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin. And you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Now, in the first part of the program, I read Revelation chapter 13. You should go read it for yourself. We was talking about the word all, how it doesn't always mean all. So what was my point in pointing that out is the fact when it says all of the world, if you read the rest of the Bible, or you want to read a free book, go to joelstrumpet.com and read his book about the Antichrist. You'll clearly see that the Antichrist, in the it shows him in the Old Testament, of course, and it shows him he has to fight against other countries in the world, that he doesn't win. So he does not conquer the whole world. He does not make everybody in the world have the mark of the beast. Now, what is the spirit in the world to control everybody in that manner, which we're going to show you later in the program? I just want to show you another big inconsistency that people have just assumed and just don't do their research, but America blew it up a few years back. Okay, my wonderful wife will read this one when she's ready.
Okie dokie. Revelation 666 is 666 is not the number of the beast. It's a devilish 616, says Tom Anderson. Sunday, May 1st, 2025.
Okay, first off, for the record, I've seen a lot of research on this, and this is just one I ran across today, but for the point, there's a lot of research out there about this, but this is a good article about it.
Yeah,
go
I've
ahead.
Heard it. A newly discovered fragment of the oldest surviving copy of the New Testament indicates that, as far as the Antichrist goes, theologians, scholars, heavy metal groups, and television evangelists have got the number wrong. Have got the wrong number. Instead of 666, it's actually the far less ominous 616. The newly discovered fragment of the oldest surviving copy of the New Testament indicates that, as far as the Antichrist goes, theologians, scholars, heavy metal groups, and television evangelists. Okay, that's the same paragraph twice. Anyway, the new fragment from the book of Revelations, written in the 3rd Greek and dating from the 3rd century, is part of a horde of previously intentionable manuscripts discovered in the historic dumps outside Oxyrhynchus in Egypt.
Stop a second. That's unintelligible. Manuscripts. In other words, they found a whole bunch of manuscripts, and part of them they could read, part of them they couldn't. And they did a new study on them. Go ahead.
Okay, now a team of experts, classicists, using new photographic techniques, are finally deciphering the original writings. Professor David Parker, professor of New Testament textual criticism and paleography at the University of Birmingham, thinks that 616, although less memorable than 666, is the original. He said, this is an example of geometria, which numbers are based on the numerical values of letters in people's names. Early Christians would use numbers to hide the identity of people who they were attacking. 616 refers to the Emperor Caligula. Okay, the book of Revelations is traditionally considered to be written by John, a disciple of Yeshua. It identifies 666 as the mark of the Antichrist. In America, the fundamentalist Christian right often used the number in sermons about the upcoming apocalypse. They and Satanists respond coolly to the new revelation. Peter Gilmore, high priest of the Church of Satan based in New York, said, by using 666, we're using something that the Christians fear. Mind you, if they do a switch to 616 being the number of the beast, then we'll start using that.
Now, Frank's saying Caligula. It's Caligula or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a Roman emperor. But my point is, you know, there's a lot of things that people have wrong, like being paranoid at 616. Or 666. It's just stupid. You know, you shouldn't be paranoid at a number anyway because it's just a number. But what I'm showing you is there's a lot of things out there that we don't know. So if you read things in context, you should. Nobody's telling you to fear the number 616. It's just an identifying, as it say, it was geometria, something that the Hebrews use, and you can even get a book on it, and you can put your own name in it. But there are other names other than Caligula that have the same numerical value as 616. So there's a lot of people that have that distinction. But that doesn't mean that the Antichrist won't have the same number. It's just not 666. But anyway, so moving on. So we're going backwards. I do believe that there's going to be a mark of the beast, and I do believe and know that they are trying to take our money. They're trying to get it into the system where they can track you, mark you, everything. And we've got some important stuff on that. Let's start with this.
Biden's executive order, a direct threat to the dollar. The following content is sponsored by Paradigm Press. On March 9, 2022, President Biden quietly signed Executive Order 14067. Buried inside of this order is a sinister provision that could give the government unprecedented control over your money and your freedom. In fact, the provision sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. It's no wonder Fox News recently called this a deeply troubling development. Still, more Americans have never heard of Executive Order 14067. That's why today Jim Richards, a world-renowned economist and former advisor to both the CIA and the Pentagon, has just sounded the alarm on the troubling new development.
Okay, and if you go over to prophecyhour.com, you can put in Jim Richards in the search thing, and it will pull up this. Actually, this is an excerpt from an audio that he did. And so if you want to read it or, you know, listen to it, you can go over to prophecyhour.com, put it in the search thing up on the top, and you'll find it. Go ahead.
Okay. In his critical new presentation, he reveals the shocking truth about Biden's executive order and why it's a direct threat to the freedom of every single American citizen. In fact, according to Mr. Richards, this order could mean the end of the U.S. dollar as we know it. We're in a major upheaval of the U.S. dollar, he says. In fact, I predict the third great dollar earthquake has already started. The first was Roosevelt confiscating private gold in 1934. The second was Nixon abandoning the gold standard in 1971, and now, he says, Biden's plan could pave the way for retiring the U.S. dollar and replacing it with a disturbing new alternative.
With this disturbing alternate. Yeah, and it's basically, I think, digital cash. Go ahead.
And this is not some far-off pipe dream. This is happening right now. Executive Order 14067 already gives President Biden unprecedented power over the future of the U.S. dollar, he says. And sadly, most Americans will be completely caught off guard by it. Biden's executive order to usher in a third great dollar earthquake. Key takeaways. U.S. Treasury announces open invitation for comments on Executive Order 14067. Rich Bad Dad Arthur's condemns Biden's executive order. Executive order will give U.S. government the ability to track and survey money illegally. LAGOS, CoinChapter.com, President Joe Biden's executive order 14067 on digital assets focused on ensuring the responsible development of cryptocurrency is positioned to create the third great dollar earthquake. The order is proposed to advance digital and distribute lender technology for financial services in the United States. However, it is speculated that the new executive order will retire the U.S. dollar and replace it with a trackable digital currency. The U.S. Department of Treasury unveiled Biden's executive order on March 9th. It has, however, entered the public input phase and is scheduled to be read into law on August 8th.
And it was.
And the Treasury announced an open invitation for intakes on Biden's executive order, total digital assets, including the creation of stablecoin. Nellie Lang, Under Secretary of the Treasury for Domestic Finance explained that the department is seeking to benefit from the expertise of the American people.
Garbage.
Lange argued that the move order would protect consumers, investors, and businesses in the United States. He also added that the open invitation would leverage the weapon of the U.S. public to better serve their needs.
That's wisdom, not weapon.
Huh?
Wisdom, not weapon. You know.
Yeah. However, reports have emerged alleging that Biden's executive order is mainly focused on eradicating the U.S. dollar. As a result, some analysts predict that the order would cause the third great dollar earthquake, an upheaval of every 40 years.
Okay, now we covered most of the rest of this already. But the point is, you know, they're trying to go for digital currency. They're going something they can completely track. If it's a digital currency, it's going to be almost impossible to have a yard sale. You know what I mean? Well, you could have a yard sale, but, I mean, you just couldn't pass money freely. You know what I mean? It would be a transmission over because it would all be digital. You'd have to have some kind of electronic device to do it.
Yeah, they said that's what's the main focus of the IRS agents are, is to go after people that work under the table, don't report their money to the IRS, and garage sale money and birthday money and all. Everything that you get that you don't report, that's what they're going after.
Right, which means the poor people.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know, let's go with that. But so then you got the World Economic Forum. I'll read this. You know, the World Economic Forum is the one that's actually setting the stage for all this. Let me read this one real quick. World Economic Forum, there are rational reasons to microchip your children. This comes from Humans Are Free. WEF suggests there are ways to ethically make these amazing technologies a part of our lives. One, you would have to have digital currency. Anyway, the highly controversial technology policy that the World Economic Forum has set out to normalize is the idea of implanting tracking chips into humans. We were talking about Revelation saying buy, sell, or trade, right? Okay. Well, the Antichrist will have such a system, or will he? What else could be the mark of the beast? We'll talk about that another day. If it wasn't that long ago that speculating on our future where this happened would get dismissed by conspiracy theorists. And now the world elites, most vocal outlet, is predicting that chip implants will eventually become a commodity. And I got the beefing done. Anyway, and the WEF makes a case that implanting chips into children should be viewed as parents as solid, a rational move. All of this crops up in a blog post on the organization's website. Now, they're highly pushing it forward. They're going forward with it as much as they can. And here's another one, because I'd like to have two things on the same one. Go ahead, Mom.
WEF advisor, humanity will wear biometric sensors tracked by big tech and government. News punch. A top advisor for the World Economic Forum says that humans will soon wear biometric sensors so that their every move and bodily function can be consistently monitored by the government and big tech. The comments are just the latest from Yuval Noah Harari to raise serious concerns. Earlier this month, the Israeli WEF advisor publicly proclaimed that the global elite don't need the vast majority of population, mocking humanity as unintelligent and worthless. On another occasion, Harari pondered how to keep useless people occupied after they are replaced by AI, suggesting that they could be kept in a state of permanent sedation on a diet of drugs and video games. Harry, who is the Israeli citizen and professor of history at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, has become known for his elitist and anti-human stances as the shadowy WEF continues to take a more dominant role in the international arena. Led by Klaus Schwab, the son of major third-rate industrialist, the WEF publicly promotes political candidates they say will capture elected offices and penetrate governments on their behalf, including in the United States, for the purposes of advancing their
order. Okay, but let me, Charles Schwab, he's the son of a Third Reich industrialist. If you don't know what that is, you don't. People don't remember history. The Third Reich is Hitler and the Nazis.
Right.
Hitler and the Nazis, and so that's what that, what kind of theology that this man has in his head. And it says that they will be penetrating governments. Well, they've already did that. The guy that's running Canada, in fact, is they're building environmental protection centers to where they have interrogation rooms and everything to arrest people that violate climate laws, like farmers that use too much fertilizer. They're going to arrest them. They'll interrogate them and everything. And they're building these facilities. Canada is a really great example of what these people want to do, if you look at all the things going on over there and all the people that they've arrested. And this is fueled forward by the World Economic Forum. So that is, so these guys are not of God. They're of Satan, the devil. And this is what the devil wants, because he wants to use anything he can to eliminate all Christians from the earth, all believers. And so by doing this thing, you become part of the beast system. Now, did you catch the part where they're talking about, they want you to live in a world where they give you all the drugs that you want, but basically you're going to live in the metaverse. You're going to live in the computer.
Play on your games. They want you to be on your games and on drugs.
Well, but your games is a whole new level. It's like the metaverse that has been created by Facebook, you know, the people over there. The metaverse is actually like just going into another reality. You don't just buy it or do things. You eat, sleep, have sex, do all of those things in the metaverse. The same things that you do in reality, but you do it in the metaverse. And that's their goal. And they say humans will own nothing and you'll love it. You'll love it. You'll be happy. And so that is their goal. And mind you, this man, this Charles Schwab, again, he is the son of somebody that was in the Third Reich, which is Hitler's people, you know, an industrialist. And so this is their playbook. And there is a huge amount of politicians that are all following him and everything. And this is what the Great Reset's about. That's what, why the and they're using environmentalism to do it. That's why they're cutting, everything's falling apart. But it's falling apart by intention, you know.
Intentionally, yes.
Yeah, it's just like burning down all the food plants and everything else, you know. That's all by intention. The shortages is by intention. High gas prices is by intention. It's all intentional. It's orchestrated.
Killing you off by vaccine is by intention.
Well, you know what? Going back and forth with that, I'm really not so sure that they're really trying to kill you off with it. Here's why. The more that they, and this was going to be part of the program, but I'll just tell you about it. The more that they look into the vaccines, the more that, I mean, real doctors are coming forward. They're finding all these metals, different, you know, and they're self-replicating. And they come together and form blood clots. But it's more like they were trying to build something that I think that would make a tracking device, you know, that would be in everybody, rather than killing them off, because for a kill shot, it would be easier to do than do it that. There's another motive. We'll know if they ever figure out what this blood clot is supposed to become. You know what I'm saying? Because it looks like it's supposed to become something. You know what I mean? So I don't know that they were absolutely, well, I agree that it is it's a kill shot. It's killing people right and left. And people are recognizing it. Morticians are recognizing it. Doctors are recognizing it. People are just suddenly dying all over the place. Athletes, they win a medal one day, and the next day they fall over dead, and they're 20-some years old. Yes, it's a kill shot. But I'm not so sure that it was meant to be a kill shot because of what they're finding out, what the blood clots are, because they self-replicate. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, and I've seen on OAN News where they're starting to push the blame over towards Trump for his warp program. They're trying to put all the vaccinating stuff on Trump.
Yeah, they are absolutely trying. They are, because now it's starting to come out that they know it. People were, sooner or later, it's going to click.
Yeah, but the one, but the vaccine Trump was pushing was a real vaccine. He did not push the one that they made, for sure. I know.
Well, okay. Well, no, absolutely. That's, let's say it like this. Trump pushed them to get a vaccine done.
Right.
This is the vaccine they came up with.
Yeah,
they didn't. They lied to him. They told him it was safe and other things. So Trump wanted a safe vaccine.
Right.
That's what he wanted. He pushed him. Yeah, like Frank says, he pushed all of them. He made a mistake. Yeah, of course Trump made a mistake. But he was not told truthfully.
Right.
You know, he based everything that he did on the information that he was given by Fauci and others, Pfizer and those other people. He didn't realize that they were that nefarious to do the things that they are doing. So he relied on their information. So, yeah, he was misled. That's the point. So you really can't hold him responsible for saying, hurry up and get it done, because even we were lied to about how bad, the COVID was and all the things. It was all nothing but a bunch of lies. And he was taken in by the lies also.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, Wichita Mission Church. Okay. We really need to, we need some donations, folks, bad, because we need to stock over there. We, go ahead, Mom. We're about.
All right. I'm almost out of meat. I have two more rolls of hamburger. Well, I'll have one more after Friday, after tomorrow. But, yeah, I need to stock, and I'm running low on vegetables, too.
All right. Well,
and plates, again.
Right, amen. And so, you know, we need money to stock. We need vegetables. We need everything. There's the point. We just need everything. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Tell them how they can donate.
You can donate online, over the phone, or by mail in a check or money order, and you can find all of our information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Yes, that's at prophecyhour.com. And, folks, you know, pray about it. First off, the things, if you want to help us in I don't like begging for money, so that's not really what I'm doing. The first thing I want to say is if you want to help us, pray for us. That's the number one thing. Pray for our safety and pray for the radio programs to expand. Then you can do it. You folks are on social media. Share the radio programs. Share them around with different people, with your friends and family. You give them the warning message. Then after that, share the website, prophecyhour.com. It's got it's really a better looking website now that I've been working on it. And so share the website around, and that way the people get the news article. So there's two ways you can help us. And then I want you to lift it to prayer. You know, if you feel led to make a donation, then you make a donation. But I really want you to pray about it. So those are the things that you can do to help us. And why should you donate to Talk Radio? If you don't want to help the poor, well, you make the donation in your heart for Talk Radio, because we are out there warning you. And they are coming at, look, if we don't win the next election, which is, you know, what are they going to pull next? Here's the point. They're coming after anybody that speaks the truth, one way or another. So we are putting ourselves out there for you. We've already had an instance. That's just like now. And we're still recovering from, by rebuilding the website and everything that they censored me on earlier in the year. I'm starting to get the people back, because now I notice actually I'm now back to getting 1,000 hits or more a day on the website, which, you know, that's great. Now people are coming back to the website, but it took a lot of work to get it there, especially when I'm untrained. So pray about supporting what we do. If you don't want to help with the homeless and poor, then that's what you need to do. You got anything else to say? You got about a minute.
Just pray about helping.
Just pray about helping, she says. So don't you need, what if you're listening in Wichita? You know, I noticed we got Wichita listeners over there. Don't you want some clothes or something?
Yes, we need clothing. We need anything to keep you warm. It's starting to chill out at night, and then people are sleeping outside, so yeah. Blankets, sleeping bags, socks, T-shirts, anything.
Right, right. So we need the homeless and poor need what you need, and we are in a very, very bad part of town. It's not a it's a place where most people don't want to walk through, drive through, or even be near, and it's pretty violent over there. But there are people, they're not all homeless, the people that we help. Some of these people over there, you know, they have houses and things. They're just poor. It's a poor neighborhood. Cheap. And I wouldn't call any rent cheap, but it's cheaper rent than most places. But by that, they can't always pay for, you know, they can't buy clothing. They can't buy food and so on and so forth. They're barely making it. So that's the people that we're helping. Anyway, so we must remember, folks, there really, really is only one true God. He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father.
Remember, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return, and always be a blessing to others.
All right, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you'd please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. And until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.